For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois' next lottery manager could be a British firm. Illinois lottery officials decided last Friday to go with Camelot Illinois, which is a part of Camelot Global, which runs the UK's lottery as well as games in four other states. The plan is to offer Camelot a 10-year contract to manage the Illinois lottery. The deal could be finalized with Camelot in about 2 weeks. Also, a pair of Republican lawmakers from university communities in the state say they have a plan to keep Illinois students in Illinois. State Representative Dan Brady and State Senator Chapin Rose yesterday unveiled a plan to have Illinois' public universities focus on their strengths and stop campuses from trying to be all things to all people. Brady and Rose say their plan would have students apply to a single university clearinghouse and then send students to the most appropriate university. The two don't say anything about closing campuses, but do say some schools may have to cut some programs. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Five former managers at Bloomington city-owned Coliseum are facing 111 counts of theft, fraud, and money laundering. But one former alderman says they're not the only ones responsible. Ben Yount has more.
Former Bloomington alderman Judy Stearns wants to know why prosecutors are only focusing on the former managers of the Coliseum. Stearns said current and former city leaders must answer questions about what they knew or why they didn't catch the alleged theft at the Coliseum that goes back to 2010. Specifically, she wants answers from Mayor Terry Renner, city manager David Hales, and the current and former city council members who fought her when she pressed for a full accounting of the Coliseum.
Corruption and fraud takes a very vigilant city council. And unfortunately, City of Bloomington has not had that in place.
Stearns said the city manager should have been reviewing the reports from the Coliseum for years. All five former arena managers are potentially facing decades in prison. I'm Benjamin Yount.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.